A study published this week by the federal government examines why some people delay evacuating when a building alarm sounds. After the 2001 terror attacks, scientists gathered all the information they could about the behavior of workers in the World Trade Towers. Now they're using that to rethink evacuation plans and even building design. NPR's Elise Spiegel reports.
Marissa Penagrosso was chatting with a coworker on the 98th floor of the South Tower when the first plane hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Marissa didn't pause to turn off her computer, didn't even grab her purse. She just left. There were two other women in her immediate vicinity, but neither followed Marissa's lead, including the woman who shared her cubicle.
I remember leaving and she just didn't follow. I saw her on the phone. And the other woman, it was the same thing. She was diagonally across from me. And she was talking on the phone, and she didn't want to leave.
Several other people in Penagrosso's department also declined to evacuate. They went into a meeting. Even one of Penagrosso's friends, a woman named Tamitha, decided to turn back after descending several floors.
Tamitha says, "I have to go back for my baby's pictures." And then she never made it out.
Both of the women who remained on the phone also lost their lives in the attacks, as did the people who went into the meeting. In fact, throughout the evacuation process, Marissa noticed that many occupants of the South Tower did not seem rushed to leave the building. Instead, they stood talking, trying to figure out what was going on.
That struck me very odd. And I had turned and I said to my friend Sarah, I said, "Sarah, why is everyone standing around?"
Scientists studying the World Trade Center attacks have come up with some answers to this question. Dr. Ed Gallia of the University of Edinburgh has completed two studies on the evacuation of the towers, and he says current evacuation planning is based on a series of flawed assumptions.
The common held belief about evacuation is that as soon as the alarm goes off, people immediately travel to their nearest emergency exit.
Gallia says that this belief is as wrong as another one of the favorite assumptions of evacuation planners, that people will panic.
And in fact, when you study real evacuation situations, you find that that couldn't be further from the truth. The real problem that we have in evacuation is getting people motivated enough to evacuate in the first place.
Robin Gershon is a professor at the Columbia University School of Public Health. This week she published the initial phase of her study, which looks at why people failed to evacuate quickly. It turns out that it's difficult for most people to disengage with what they are doing and engage with the reality of a crisis.
The markets were opening overseas, and there were people waiting for those quotes to come in, and they were stuck to their desks. They didn't want to leave their screens, and they could not be pulled away.
Unfortunately, building codes and evacuation plans don't usually take account of these realities. According to Professor Gallia, the current codes are not based on actual human behavior. He points to building codes, which require that occupants must be able to move to a place of relative safety in 2.5 minutes or less.
Now, where does the 2.5 minutes come from? Well, it comes from a fire in a music hall in Edinburgh in the early 1900s. When the fire broke out, the proprietor of the music hall got on the stage and he instructed the orchestra to stay behind and play God Save the King. And they managed to play God Save the King twice in the time that it took everyone to get out of the concert hall. And how long does it take to play God Save the King twice? About 2.5 minutes.
Researchers like Gallia and Gershon hope their works will rationalize future building codes. To do that, Gallia and others want to use mathematical models of how people actually behave to inform building design. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.